Let's talk about the most common vitamin deficiency in migraines. If you've ever had a migraine, it can be debilitating. It creates this hypersensitivity of your smell, your sound, your sight. So you want to stay in the dark. It can increase the impulse to vomit or feel nauseous. So apparently when I did this research, I found something that I didn't know before. The majority of these migraines are genetic. And I do know from studying genetics, this doesn't mean that you have to live with it. It just means that you have to understand the epigenetic factors, those things that are above your genetics that potentially could help you override this genetic weakness. So when someone has a genetic problem, they have a limited capacity for doing a certain thing. But if you understand the epigenetics, maybe you can override it. And in 5 to 11 clinical trials, there was significant improvement in migraines. Now, 4 of the trials were mixed and 2 of the trials didn't show any results, probably because it wasn't genetics and there's some other cause to these migraines. But migraines, a lot of times, will affect the ocular, the eye. And so if you do have a problem, especially with one-sided eye problems, I think this remedy is going to greatly help you. There's various theories about, you know, migraines, and no one really knows for sure, but there's a huge relationship between your mitochondria and these headaches, especially a underfunctioning mitochondria. There's some type of dysfunction in the mitochondria that doesn't allow it to work correctly. And this particular vitamin is involved with an enzyme that helps you preserve the aerobic metabolism in your mitochondria. That just means with oxygen. And so when you're taking food and turning it into energy, it's all about oxidizing it and using oxygen to help make energy. And without enough of this vitamin, apparently what happens next is you get this overexcitation of the nervous system, the brain. And it's kind of weird because you have this low mitochondria that accelerates the neuron itself. And there's a lot of free radical damage, inflammation, oxidation, which directly relates to the mitochondria. Because this vitamin also helps you build up glutathione, which is kind of like a sponge. So what is this vitamin? It's riboflavin. It's vitamin B2. But normal amounts don't really apparently work. You have to increase the amounts of B2 to override this resistance of B2. So you'd be taking like 400 milligrams per day. But apparently if you have this genetic problem in your mitochondria, you're going to need more B2 to make it work. And what this vitamin is going to do, it's going to help this hypoxic state or this state of low oxygen. It's just going to preserve and allow this oxygen to work through the mitochondria. And another little side note to this is in Parkinson's disease, which is a brain problem, one of the earliest indications for Parkinson's is the failure of the glutathione mechanism. So apparently if you don't have enough glutathione or you have too much oxidative damage, it can seriously create damage to your neurons. This is what I'm going to recommend, and definitely put your comments down below
if it helps you.
But start taking 400 milligrams of B2, just as a prevention. And now let's say, for example, you start getting a migraine. What I would recommend is, like, instead of buying, I don't even think you can buy 400 milligrams in one tablet, you know, get them in 100 milligrams, wait an hour, take another 100 milligrams. Wait an hour, take another 100 milligrams. And keep doing this until your migraine is gone, but don't exceed 400 milligrams a day. But the point is, I wanted to put this very interesting connection between B2 and migraines on your radar so you can use that within your tools to help yourself. One cause is basically a sodium deficiency. So just taking more sea salt can reduce migraines and headaches pretty quick.